Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome again to another broadcast day here on the Sounds of Faith, brought to you by Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman. I'm Brother Johnny Owens. I'm his associate, and we're glad to be your host here on another Sounds of Faith broadcast time. Amen. We're glad that you have chose to join us and spend this time with us. And here, if you're with us all week, this is, if I'm looking at the calendar correct, this is the last full week of March. Amen. We'll bring in, we'll have one day of it next week, but this is our last full week of March, and time is slipping away. I tell you what, it's going to be summertime before you know it, and then we'll be picking out turkeys. Hey, yeah, I don't want to go any farther than that. Amen. I don't want to discourage you, amen. But we're glad to have you along with us. We're going to enjoy some good singing today, and we got some special treats for us this week. And I may say this again as we get into the week, but not me personally, but we have got some ladies that have been doing some rearranging in some storage rooms that we have and making us a Faith Baptist Church library, and to make it available to our church family here. And they've been redoing our CDs and things that we've recorded over the years, our services, and even the Sounds of Faith broadcast that we have. I've done many, many of those, and come across some old CDs, amen, and some that we have been professionally produced and was given to us. And I, you know, we have a dear friend, and been a friend. Well, they're a member here for many years, Brother Ted and Betty Upton. And Brother Ted was one of my mentors, I guess you would say, when I first took over the adult Bible class. He helped me in many ways and taught me how to do word studies. And to this day, I still use that valuable wisdom from that great man of God. Not a preacher, not even a teacher in our church, but he's just full of wisdom. But Miss Betty, she's still with us. And as far as here, she's not a member here now, but a dear friend of our church for many years. We're going to play some songs by her this week. And I have uncovered one of those treasures, amen, that she gave to us, a CD that she produced. And you're here, and she's just one of a kind. I've never heard her sing that God didn't touch us. And we're going to hear a song from her each day this week. And so I know it'll be a blessing. And let's get right into it. We're going to hear from the congregation. This is something that I don't guess I've ever done this. We're going to play a congregational. This is a good recording of a good old-fashioned song out of the old red book, page 150. If you got an old red book, amen. This is our congregation as we lift up our voices together singing the dearest friend I ever had, amen.
Yeah. one time. Here we go.
He's the dearest friend I ever had. Oh, good congregational singing there, right here from the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I like singing that song. Amen. But I tell you what, I'm glad he's my friend today. Amen. Amen. Well, if you like old-fashioned singing like that, come on by and pay us a visit here at the Faith Baptist Church. We're located about 5 miles outside of Shelby, down 18 South, going towards South Carolina. You'll come to the crossroads there at Highway 180, and we're right there on the corner on the left coming from Shelby, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. And we always say that because you locals understand that Highway 180 also intersects with 18 north of Shelby, but we're on the southern end of Cleveland County, and we'd love to have you come and be a part of any of the services here at Faith. This Wednesday night, we'll have our prayer meeting service, and then, of course, on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock, all Bible Sunday school, classes for all ages, amen, and we will have worship begins at 11, and then our evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. We would be just overwhelmed with joy to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Well, here's a good number from the orchestra. Amen. Getting that time of year again. Of course, he's alive every day, isn't he? Well, this is a beautiful song that says, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow." Amen.
Thank you.
because he lives, I can live also. Amen. Amen. Well, it's time for our truth for today. We'll take it out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 6 and verse number 12. The Word of God says, "And they went out and preached that men should repent." This may not be the most popular message, but no one can deny that it is the most needed message. Repentance is turning our backs on our old life and our hearts over to a new leader. May God help us in that great truth for today. Amen. Well, we're getting ready to pray. And if you're where you can, how about joining us as we talk to our Heavenly Father? Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow humbly before Thee today, asking for Your forgiveness of any sin that may be in our life, whether in thought, in word, or deed. I'm asking You, God, today, if You would just touch us, cleanse us, I do pray, O God. And now, Lord, I want to say thank You. I just want to say thank You. And how I appreciate Your goodness. How I appreciate You doing what You do. God, You being who You are. And God, I'm thankful for Your long-suffering and for Your patience with me. And God, I thank You for every provision of life that You have just overwhelmed us with Thy goodness. And we treasure that today. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask on behalf of these who are dear listening friends today. I'm not a priest. I'm not a mediator, but we have joined our hearts in prayer today as we pray one for another. And I pray for them that, God, You touch their needs in their body, in their mind, in their bank book, in their spiritual realm. I pray, oh God, You would touch each and every life and every heart that's listening today. And even those who are not listening, I pray, God, You'd penetrate that hard-hearted heart of a sinner, God, that may be listening today. And I pray they'll be saved today. Thank You, Lord, for what You've done. And I'm praying and I'm thanking You in advance of what You're going to do through the broadcast here today and the days of this week. Touch us, dear God, I pray. In Jesus' wonderful, lovely name, amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank God for the good time of prayer. And we're going to hear one from the quartet, Spencer and Leanne and Justin and Miss Haley. I'll be singing one here for us now. Talking about the blood that still amazes me. You know what? Oh, it does.
And oh, yeah. Reason to sing about the blood, that it's too old-fashioned, a little bit much. They say they don't need it, that they're better off without it, that they can manufacture God's touch. If they only knew just what they were missing, Jesus' sweet blood makes my life worth living. It's not a dream. God, I'm redeemed. His blood still amazes me. It means everything to this wretched sinner. It covered my sin. It made me a winner. I'm not afraid of death and the grave. I've got sweet assurance. I know that I'm saved. I can't go to hell. There's no way it can happen. The blood's been applied. Forever I'm wrapped in God's love. His blood still amazes me.
My heart was so lonely. Inside I was dead. Till Christ cleansed my soul with the blood that He shed. He knew I would need Him, 'cause I'm nothing without Him. So He suffered all in my stead. He saw this poor sinner with no hope in sight. In mercy He touched me.
everything to this wretched sinner. It covered my sin. It made me a winner. I'm not afraid of death and the grave. I've got sweet assurance. I know that I'm saved. Can't go to hell. There's no way it can happen. The blood's been applied. Forever I'm wrapped in God's love. His blood still amazes me.
I
can't go to hell. There's no way it can happen. The blood's been applied. Forever I'm wrapped in God's love. His blood still amazes me.
Oh, yes, his blood still amazes me. Boy, I tell you, I still get excited about the blood washing my sins away. Well, I mentioned Miss Betty Upton, and boy, we've been praying for her. She's got a lot of physical issues going on right now, and I don't know if she's listening today, but we're praying for you, Miss Betty, and we're just going to be blessed today by this good song. I love the song. It simply says, I wouldn't miss it. Would you?
I have heard of a land on a faraway strand. I wouldn't miss it, would you? It's built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. Satan will be bound. Children play there, safe and sound. I would miss it, would you? There no one will be abused. No homeless children all confused. I wouldn't miss it, would you? Broken homes will be, just happy faces we will see. I would miss it, would you? Many loved ones are there in that home so bright and fair.
Wonderful treasure there in that beautiful voice of Miss Betty Upton. Oh, I'm glad you don't have to miss it, friend. We don't have to miss it. Friend, today I'm glad that Jesus has made a way, and Jesus is the way to heaven. And boy, I tell you, I'm glad I'm going, aren't you? Amen. But you know, until we get there, there'll be some desperate days. There'll be some perilous times, as Paul wrote to young Timothy about in 2 Timothy 3:1, and he called them perilous times shall come. But Luke says this about the times in Luke 21 in verse 28, and when these things began to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, I'm not preaching on this week, but, you know, the perilous times are a sign that Jesus is soon to return. But I want to preach on this. Listen, it doesn't matter if there's problems in your personal life, if there's problems in your home, your church, your community, wherever. Listen, there's only one thing that we can do. Look up. Oh, we're going to take that upward look this week and several things. But today I want to just simply beckon you to look up, dear friend. Get your eyes off of the circumstances and get your eyes up towards heaven. The Bible says, which cometh our help, and all good things come down from above. So let's look up. Let's look up. Number one, let's look up to Jesus. Look up to Jesus. Hey, he's the only hope that we have of salvation. He's the only hope that we have from the penalty of sin. He is the only hope that we have for escaping that eternal damnation in a place called hell. Listen, every one of us must individually give an account to God. And if our sins are not forgiven, then we're going to have to pay for them, friend. But I'm glad you can look up to Jesus today for salvation. Oh, I'm glad, as the old songwriter said, hey, I'm glad his hand reached farther down than I could reach up. And boy, I tell you, when you look up to God, you look up to Jesus, friend. Oh, the Bible tells me, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1 and 14. Oh, listen to me today. Isaiah said it like this. Look unto me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Isaiah 45 and verse number 22. But hey, look up to Jesus. Oh, but listen, if you're saved, you've already looked up to Jesus, you're saved today. Hey, look up towards heaven. Look up towards heaven. Praise God. There's a land that is far better than this. There's a land where there is no sin. There is a land where there is no sickness, no sorrow, oh, no separation. A land that is that I believe is fairer than day. Oh, listen, friend, this is not all there is. There is a life beyond this life. And for you that are saved, friend, look up. Hey, listen to me today. That day will soon be here when we shall live there in that place of God, that he's going to prepare for us. You know, in the Bible, it talked about Abraham. You know, he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God, in the Hebrews 11:10. Oh, one day, friend, we will enjoy that city that we have been looking for. We're going to enjoy that place that we've been waiting for. That place that we've preached many messages about. And the many songs of Zion have been saying about that place of God. Oh, friend, today, when you're a little bit discouraged today, oh, look up to heaven and remember that this is not all there is. Look up to Jesus. Look up towards heaven. That's the direction we need to be looking at, because that's the direction we're going in, friend. But look up also, because the time is upon us. The time is upon us. Many times we speak of the end of this life, or we speak of heaven and eternal things. We seem to push it like it's a far-off thing in the future. I don't believe it's near as far away as what we may think. God has spoken to us through his word. This is not a bedtime story, friend. This is not a fictional movie. This is reality. It's God's word. Oh, friend, today when you're discouraged, when you're down, thank God we looked up to Jesus for salvation. Pray that's where it all starts, amen. But I'm glad today, listen, when trouble comes our way, we can look up to heaven. And when we're desperate, we can look up towards heaven because the time is upon us. Our text read, and when these things began to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, mercy. God knows exactly where we're at. God knows exactly the time that he's going to send his son to get us out of this old world. So, friend, I think God's trying to encourage our hearts today that this is not all there is. And praise God, look unto Jesus. Look up towards heaven, and praise God, look up, because the time is at hand. Oh, Brother N.G. Lemons used to leave the airways on Big Waggy out of Gaffney many years ago. He always said, keep looking up, children. Keep looking up, because Jesus could come today. And that is so true. Keep looking up. Oh, just keep looking up.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.